This is Jared Stoll from the Saskatoon Blazers. You're listening to the Monday Nooner podcast.
This is Travis Moan, ex Sturt Valley Rocket, Kelowna Rocket, and you're listening to the Monday Nooner podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Ed Belfort, the Carmen Cougars junior varsity goaltender, and you are joining us here on the Monday Nooner.
Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Season Preview Show. This upcoming twirl, we will highlight the 13 senior hockey leagues and the 105 or 10 or whatever there is senior hockey teams in the province. A quick one-by-one recap on the upcoming season and what we know, and some info and some rumors about the leagues in Saskatchewan senior hockey. Fellas, it's back. It is senior hockey season. How was the hunt to track down info this year?
I'm gonna go first because it was tough. I had Div 3, right? The boys are still out mucking, chasing cows around, kind of like your computer tonight, Buzz. You don't have a charger, we're running on fumes. Your Div 3 computer. So that's how I had a tough time getting info, but boys from the Nauticute came through pretty good. Sass Prairie was a little tight-lipped down there.
I think everything, it's difficult. It seems that everyone is keeping things close to their chest, vest region, just like our title sponsor, the King of Trucks in Rosetown, Kindersley, Southie, Watrous, Manitou. With the deals, right? They got all the deals there. I think we should give them a plug off the hop, should we?
Yeah, worth a drive every time, guaranteed. You mentioned all the different places, whether it's Chrysler, whether it's GM. Lots going on there. Do we have any info from October we want to buzz? We do still have a couple days here left in the month, belts.
Go get a truck, fellas. They are going to be flying off the lot. I wonder if they're going to have any good deals this winter on any diesels. Buzz, you could use a diesel, hey, for what you do. You drive around lots.
You used to have a diesel. I'm down to the gasoline now. But
I thought I talked to a lot of guys with that new diesel in the Chevy half ton, and they say it's like absolutely freaking ridiculous. They just love it. So, and I know Rosetown has lots of those buzzing around.
I know on the Chrysler side, the Dodge, they call it the Eco Diesel too. I've heard a lot of people say that thing gets great MPGs, as they say. Great for the commute to senior hockey.
Yeah.
I think that October, right, they had the nice discounts on, what was it, the 1500s and the original bodies, and it was like, 15% off on trucks. So if you want a truck, now's the time to buy, and you can go to any of the King of Trucks. And yeah, the Monday Nooner. Thanks for being the title, boys and girls.
Yeah. So this show, if you're just tuning in, if you listen to every episode, like I mentioned off the top, is going to be strictly dedicated to senior hockey. We'll be back with our regular first and middle of the month shows here throughout senior hockey season. But we have this to preview all the leagues, and then throughout the season, we will have our Senior Hockey Top 10 show brought to you by General Well Servicing, day group of companies. They're out there hiring. They're out there recruiting for the Cardiff Red Devils again this season. We'll mention that a little bit later on, maybe in our Big Six preview. But yeah, General Well with us once again, the Top 10 show going to be happening. Fellas, to end off the show last year for General Well, we actually did a Top 15. The reason we did that, was to hammer all the league and provincial champions. So I can tell you that the number one team last year, undisputed double banner, was the Keniston Blizzards. And they're going to look to hold on to that again this season in senior hockey. Drake's provincial team was number two. Actually, why don't I just quickly, before we get into the leagues, instead of doing the top 15, I'll mention the... I'll do the top 15. 15th last year was the Gull Lake Greyhounds down in the deep, deep south. 14 was the Delmony Chiquitas, or what's the name? How do you say that? Did I say that right?
Chiquitas.
You got it. You got
Delmony Chiquitas.
I've killed a lot of brain cells since then. What was the joke
the
again?
Taquitos, the Delmony Taquitos, 7-Eleven. No, it was the Phoenix Coyotes third jersey. How do you say that?
Oh, Kachina. Know.
Kachina, there you go. Take a seat, bud. I'll take a seat. The Kachino. Stop there later. Miota Combines, number 13. Number 12, the Assiniboia Rebels. Number 11, the Crake Warriors, new league this year. Number 10, the Theodore Buffs. Number 9, the Belcaris Bronx. Number 8, the Las Vegas Weapons. Number 7, the Redvers Rockets. Number 6, the Kyle Elks, Provincial Champs. Wilkie Outlaws, number 5, Wadena Wagoons, Provincial B Champions were number 4. Davison Cyclones, a new league for them as well. They were number 3 in the Champs of the Long Lake. Number 2, like I mentioned, was the Drake Provincial Team, A Provincial Champions, back-to-back. And the number 1 undisputed senior hockey top team in the province, the Blizz, the Kennison Blizzards, double banner. So that was last year's top 15.
Right on. The General Well Servicing top 10. Always, always a hit. Hey, why don't we start with the league that Kenniston, since they were number 1 last year. Blizz. Why don't we start with the Sask Valley Hockey League? And Brandon, the Sask Valley Hockey League all season is going to be brought to you by our friends at Western Sales.
That's right. Western Sales, locations all throughout West Central Saskatchewan. A lot of the locations are home to a lot of the Sask Valley teams. Locations, Davidson, Central Butte, Elrose, Bigger. Missing a few. I got to get these knocked down.
It's Bigger.
Okay, so I'll help you out here. Who did you have? You're gonna get there. Yeah, start again.
Bigger, Central Butte, Davidson, Elrose, Outlook, Rosetown. Yee!
There you go.
100.
Western Sales. Right now going on is the CMIs, the Certified Maintenance Inspections. So basically, farmers that are listening out there, you take your green machines in there, you get them all tuned up. So when it comes time to next year and time to get them out of the shop and into the field, you know, they've been through the shop, they're ready to go. You're not going to have any breakdowns. You're going to have them checked over before you head out there. And I believe they still got the buy 3, get 1 free on the CMIs as well. So
there we go. All right. So here it is for Western Sales, the Sask Valley Hockey League. And we are going to start with the number 1 team last year. You know, there was a guy down when I worked radio in that Swift Current Shaunavon area, Freddie Farnsworth, and his line. Do you remember that name, Shane? Yeah. His line, Freddie. When I used to do play-by-play for SWAC football, the Gull Lake Greyhounds. No, sorry, the Gull Lake, what was their team name? Anyway, the Gull Lake High School. They don't rebuild, they reload. And that is what they're doing in Kenniston with the Blizz. Okay, so keep in mind as we go through this show, some teams were awesome in giving us info.
Yeah.
You have to remember that we have real jobs. Like, we do this for fun for the most part. And it takes up a lot of time. So if you didn't give us information, tough shit. We tried, right? Yeah. All right, so going with the Blizz boys. They have some subtractions, but I want to start with the word was...
Any retirements?
Ben Bridge was going to retire.
Ooh.
But then that lasted like 5 weeks, and I hear he's back in the fold now.
Benny's so back.
Massive leader, strong there. They lost Kyle Haynes on the back end and Brett Luchek in goal. But Louis. Additions. Levi Cable. They're going to call him Dial Up. He's a forward.
Levy.
Yeah. Levi.
Fiber optic.
Tanner Leshinsky on D. That's a good D name.
I hope. Good name.
Good Ukrainian.
Good D name. Yeah,
for sure. He's going to come back after the Christmas holiday smelling like garlic. And Tyson Peterson in goal.
Petey.
Yeah. So Pete's in the pipes. Both Levi and Tanner played pro in Europe last season. Not sure where.
Ooh-wee.
And Peterson backstopped the Kachinas in Dalmady to a league championship in the Fort Carlton. Or is that the Fort
Twin
Carlton?
Rivers.
Twin Rivers, yeah.
Championship so, pedigree.
Looks like Kenniston going to be strong again this league. And I didn't really want to buy into it, but I'm going to say I am very, very intrigued this league. Now, down the road in Eston. Well,
they got, yeah.
Oh, the Pretenders.
Yeah.
Best league in the province.
Jesse
Doucher.
Doucher.
He's huge retired, Doucher.
Retiring after 23 seasons of senior. Oh. Holy frick.
That guy was buzzing.
23.
Should get him a stick.
Played for Leader, Eston, and Etonia. So good on Jesse hanging him up. It's going to be hard for him to stay away. But Their grandfathered imports have another year in them. Returning import would be Brad Janelle. Couple of new locals.
Daddy's nephew.
Daddy's nephew.
Couple of new locals with some junior A experience. That is always massive when you're putting together a wagon senior team. So good for them. And they have, the word I got, 14 players under the age of 25.
Ooh, that's young.
Oh, isn't fresh that legs.
Young and dumb and lots of speed.
The hangovers don't stick as much.
They don't stay.
They can go on Sunday afternoon if you need them to.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing I heard was they lost four players to Dodsland.
Oh.
Yeah. So Essen's going to be okay, though. I don't think. All right.
Well, here it is.
Go ahead.
The new, you got to mention some of the new teams, right? You got two championship teams there. Joining that league.
Getting there.
I only can do so much.
Stop beating around the headlines. Let's get to the goods here.
So soon.
I'm going down.
Wasting
my list.
3 minutes on Aston, the Pretenders.
Boz's 10 and 8. We're going to die. This. We just started and I'm getting criticized already.
I'm down to 43%, boys.
Easily, big computer guy. Easy, Mrs. S. Davidson, here we go. They lost the brothers Lichtenwalds, or they lost the one Lichtenwald. They're going to Loreburn. Clausen on the back end, huge loss. He's going to Watrous. So that Rugas moved back to Ontario. So three big losses. They gained. There's a lot of talk around this East Coast League kid that they gained. They got two junior B kids from Clavette. They're going to be decent. Probably weren't as strong as last year. Clausen is a huge, huge loss, though. Couple of young guys played AAA midget. And you have Ian Parker. He's the guy from the East Coast Hockey League. I guess he's huge. And they always have McNabb in net, right? So they're solid in the back end. So Davidson, Davidson, Keniston, that's going to be some really good ice hockey, but there's going to be some sleepers here. Okay. So Loreburn, that's where the brothers Lichtenwalds are skating this year. They got Trey Dole, Ethan Hine in goalie, rumored to be going to Loreburn. And they'll be solid. And some good locals with Chase Norrish leading the way there. I don't have much from our friends in Crake or our acquaintances. They didn't want to give us much, so whatever. Few new faces, a little younger, meaner up the middle. Sure. No goalie.
Reach will be back by Christmas.
Reach will be back.
A new goalie. Sure. Heinen is back in the saddle as their backup. Great. And I think, though, home ice is definitely key.
Oh, it's huge. But, Boz, to your point, Reach was running some U9 drills the other day for the moms. He was buzzing. He looked good. He was buzzing. He'll be back.
Think so?
He'll be back for sure at some point in the season.
Can we get that on the money line?
12 teams in the Sask Valley this year. That is a deep, tough league. Obviously, there's five or six contenders. You got any more info out there?
You know what? Some of the other teams didn't drop it, didn't want to show anything, so that is fine. Kyle and Dinsmore probably going to be really good out in the West. East Division going to be super tough. Keniston, yeah. Davidson, Crake, Loreburn, Butte, and Outlook, right? So that East Division in the Sask Valley could be the super duper division.
So no, of the 12s is how many made playoffs? 10?
Be eight, I would assume.
Eight, wow.
And then a survivor for the bottom four. Just kidding. I'd imagine it's top eight. But you look at it, Davidson, Crake, two contenders to add to the Blizz, the Elks, Loreburn, Dynamos are always a good young team. Ramblers are always good for like 2 months before they fall off. So, yeah, that's a good league. Probably the top league in the province in a lot of respects.
Kyle. Hey, they just always are there and good. They got stuff up their sleeves. So I don't rule out the Elks. It's going to be great hockey. And that was the Sask Valley Hockey League for our friends at Western Sales and all their locations in the Valley.
Hey, let's jump over to the Sask West. Another good league. I got some info on them. Yeah, the Arctic Spa League. A lot of old savvy vets in that league, like Dan Berg and some of the Say Boys. And Wilkie's got a lot of vets that could use a hot tub after a long road trip.
That's right. Go and see.
EDAM.
Arctic Spa in Saskatoon or Regina. Tell them the Monday Nooner deal. They got stubs or tubs starting at $9,000, and they got the spa boy. You can control everything on your phone. They deliver around the province. So Arctic Spa, Saskatoon, and Regina.
So the Sask West loses one team with Kerrobert moving over to the new Crossroads League that we'll talk about a little bit later on. So we're looking at a seven-team league out there. You got the bigger Nationals, the Edam Three Stars, the Hafford Hawks, Kindersley Clippers, Macklin Mohawks, Unity Minesies, and the Wilkie Outlaws. Did a little digging. I had heard that Kindersley was keeping things pretty close to the chest vest in terms of their imports, but I was able to track down some of that info here earlier this evening. Let's see here. What do we got? I heard that some of the bottom end teams you'd call Unity and Bigger, heard they've got similar groups coming back with a little more experience added in. So they expect maybe a little more parity in the league. Both Edam and Macklin have new goalies. Oh. Typical Macklin to bring in a guy from Alberta. I know they had Kyle Dumba coming in from Calgary last year, another guy coming out of Alberta this year. Dumsy. Some oil money out that way. Edam added a guy named Taryn Kachorik, who was a goalie for the Battleford's North Stars in Junior A. Went on to play 4 years ACAC, just finished up last year, so he's still coming off of some college hockey. Wow. He'll be a big addition to Edam, who could be a pesky team out there. Wilkie Outlaws, they had an import spot open up. Blake Young, get out of North Battleford. He moved to Wilkie to take on a job at the Credit Union, from what I understand. So he's now a local, and that's a legit pickup and move for a legit job.
I'm curious, what's he going to be doing at the Credit Union? And is he working at the till? Is he
4.2% mortgage rates?
He's going to be lending some of these farmers money to go to some Ritchie Brothers auctions, from what I understand. So they have an import spot open up. They add Brett Bame, I believe is how you say it. Bomb Bame. He was formerly with Loreburn, obviously with their new imports, opened up a spot for him to leave. Nice addition to Wilkie. He's a 3 or 4 point a guy. Point a game guy in the Valley over his career. He used to play with Kyle, I believe. And yeah, played a lot of Junior A and stuff. So a nice addition to an already deep lineup in Wilkie. Yeah, Hafford's always pesky. We love the pesky Hawks. The Kindersley Clippers, the Dersinski brothers, David and Darian, are both coming back. Tate Page, rugged D-man, moved out to BC. So they're going to miss him on the back end. And their imports... Let's see here for their imports, because the Dersinskis are what you call grandfathered in. They've been there long enough. Logan Stevenson, former second-round pick by the Phoenix Coyotes. We've heard his name a few times with Outlook and stuff. Lane Gillis, last played with the Wheeling Nailers in the East Coast Hockey League. Logan Drackett, who played a little bit of East Coast, a little bit of Alberta Junior Hockey League. So Kindersley throwing out some new names, from what I understand, to senior hockey in Saskatchewan. You know the Clippers are going to be hungry after getting a goose egg again last year in both league and provincials. League fires up the 27th, and I believe Wilkie is in hosting Hafford. October 27th, season opener.
The Hawks.
I predict Kindersley's going to be really good there again.
Yeah, for the first couple months of the season. We'll see how they do in the playoffs. They've had their kryptonite with Macklin in league. And then, of course, Macklin ended up losing to Wilkie. And, of course, Kindersley lost to Drake in round one of provincial. So we'll see if the Clippers can do a little better in terms of finishing the job next year. But that's your Sask West update.
Right on. Let's go over to the Twin Rivers. The Twin Rivers for our friends at Great Western Brewing and Original 16. Sign your hockey team up for the beer deal right now. Get a kickback on everything you drink this year, or the bar sales, or the rec center, or weddings, whatever. Great Western, always supporting senior hockey. So this is what I got out of the Twins. Bamfords and Birch Hills lost their three imports this year. Don't know if they picked anyone up again. Really tight-lipped. That's not like the old Birch Hills guys, not to give us any info. Check your inbox. We did ask. Haven't heard much out of Dalmany. Rumor was that one of their top guys, Chance Adrian, was moving. And that, so not sure there, yet to be seen. So Dalmany, not much out of there. Willow Cree, though, they picked up the brothers Gray Eyes from a Rostern. That's going to be a huge boost for Willow Cree. Willow Cree, I think, will be solid again. So Shelbrook, bit of a shakeup here this summer. Name change. It's not often you see the old name change, the rebrand. They're going from the Silvertips back to the Elks.
Oh, smart. I like it.
Smart.
Yep. Go back to when you were successful. Try and change the culture a little bit.
There you go. And speaking of changing the culture, they brought in longtime Elk captain Drew Furster. I think that's how you say his name. As coach. So Drew's going to coach. They picked up three really good imports in Dallin Picacoot, Matt Flodell, and Cole Dupereau. Thanks to everybody in Shelbrook who dropped us the information on your teams, and good job going back with the Elks. Maybe they should commemorate that Shelbrook team that made the run into the Allen Cup at one of their games this year. That'd be good. They were a wagon. Go ahead.
I want to do another one of my leagues because I'm down to 43.
He's not even done.
I'm not even done.
Okay, well, I'm going to make it through about four of the 13 leagues here.
You're fine, man. It's like the gas tank. When you're on empty, that last, you can drive like 100 kilometers on that little.
High and tight. Let's go.
Shelbrook runs, I bet you Shelbrook runs a nice full ice horseshoe too in Warmies. Yeah. Like for sure.
What, Drew? With Drew?
Drew, that's what I mean. Like he's like, that's first order business.
Drew's going to take that new fucking Hockey Canada book that they're running all the drills. He's going to burn it at first practice.
Start it on fire.
And then he's going to say, here we go. We're doing the Russian sickle and we're doing the full ice horseshoe. Let's go, boys. So also we have a big shakeup in Waldheim. Not really sure what's exactly going on there, yet to be seen, but news that Rostern, like I said, Rostern, they lost the Gray Eyes. So a couple of big holes to fill for Rostern there. Canistino out, Bruno joined the league. Bruno will be probably pesky, work hard, all that. And so I would go
with,
my insider says Willow Cree, Shelbrook, Dalmany, probably the top three to start the league there. So that's your Twin Rivers league. And give us info throughout the years, Twin River. We don't want you falling by the wayside. Okay, go, Brandon.
Yeah, I want to talk a little Crossroads Hockey League.
Oh, Synergy AG.
Brand new league to the province. Four teams. These guys are going to see a lot of each other.
Oh, four teams total in the whole league?
Four teams total. Yep, 5, 11, 12-game schedule, looks like. So that would be play each team four times, each other three teams four times. So you know some of those boys like to fight out there too. So some rivalries are going to be brewed between the Doddsland Stars, and these aren't your uncle's Doddsland Stars, by the way. They're not going to be the wagon they were the last time they played senior hockey, but I do respect this league in the sense that it is pretty much a 100% local league. You had to have either played your last year of minor hockey in that community, or you've had to actually lived in that community for more than a calendar year. I did get a list of the Doddsland roster, and every guy on there is either from Stranraer, Doddsland, or Plenty, and they're all young. Like, I think the oldest guy is like 31. They're all like mid-20s, young 20s. So, yeah, I do respect this league firing up, sticking to the local. They've got a league-wide gate admission, $5 for adults, kids 12 and under free, so they're trying to really take it back to the grassroots, small town, get people in the barn. Not really what we're seeing in some other leagues, so I do respect that aspect of it. And yeah, it fires up, I think, towards the end of November, although some exhibition games are already happening. Just want to quickly say the teams, Crawbert Tigers, Doddsland Stars, Looseland Mellard. So all those teams really close geographically, and also close geographically, the Kindersley Kodiaks. Oh. So this is basically the Div 3 Kindersley team.
Ooh, nice. Winter.
Two teams.
Kodiak, Wintergreen. Nice. I almost have a new favorite player. And senior this year, this Brad Buckingham. They just posted a picture, tarpless, drinking after a hat trick in the, I guess it must have been an exhibition game. But
against Rosetown. Yeah.
They're not drinking Great Western. Come on, Doddsland, get with the beer deal. GW Lights, where it's at. So good league for Synergy AG there, your local crop input retailer.
And I know it's just preseason, but they beat Rosetown 9-5. So we talk about this league being local, no imports and stuff. There is obviously some skill to be had as well. Not to read too much into the preseason, but good luck to everybody out there. Enjoy your first winter in the crossroads.
There's more Synergy AG outlets than there are teams in that league.
Double.
That's right. All right, Belts, you're up. You're going 2020 Geomatics. What league you're doing?
Oh, 2020 gets Div 3. They get the Nauticu. The Q. Talk to some of the fellas out in the Q. Hey, here's one that I was surprised I got. Yellowgrass says they lost a couple guys to retirement, but they brought in a few new guys to fill the holes. They are predicting they're going to finish the top of their division out there. They feel with the expansion of them and Radville and Rollo, it's going to make it a better league, but they think they're going to come out on top. There's two divisions out there, the Sioux division, which is going to be Avonlea, Cornac, Radville, Rollo, and Yellowgrass.
As in Sioux, S-O-O, or Sioux as in Fighting Sioux?
S-O-O. Okay. And then the Wood River Division, Assiniboia, Glentworth, Gravelburg, and Hodgeville.
Woolworth.
Rumor is, again, rumor, that Assiniboia lost their Moose Jaw contingent. They lost some big part of the team Moose Jaw. So don't know if they're going to be great. Hodgeville, again, thinks they're going to be good, but they're usually garbage. So we'll have to see. Nagel's, they say this Nagel guy is still in the States for one more year, but they signed a few young guys.
Tanner Nagel.
Yeah. See, played some decent hockey. They think they're going to be good. Cornac, they think, is going to be good as well. So,
I don't know, boys. I know you got some roots down their belts, but I think the Monday Nooner should adopt the Rollo Senior Ramblers as our team in that league. Like, I think we should be all in on Rollo. What do you think?
How do you think Rollo's going to do? Like, I think they're going to be not good this year.
I don't know. I'm just happy that they have it back.
100%.
I'm happy that senior hockey is back in that community. Town's a buzz. I know the ice is already in. There's lots of action going on out that old Great Barn, by the way. Their season opener, their home opener, is November 10th. I think I'm going to get boots on the ground November 10th in Rollo against the Avonlea Arrows. Just a great rivalry.
You take your shit. They're going to put you on the ice.
Yeah.
I am all in on the Ramblers, boys. Rambler Nation, let's ride. Let's go. Come on, boys. It's our team.
You got to sell.
I love it.
You're going to have to sell us better than that.
I love it.
Hey, it's close. We always talk about going to more games. It's close. I know the back roads.
I'll go to a game in Rollo for sure.
They will treat us with a ton of respect. Yeah. By a ton of respect, I mean, we'll get some free beers out of them.
Yeah.
Maybe a plate of chicken wings. We're going to a game. We're getting boots in Rollo. November 10th.
Done on that one? We're done on the...
Done on the Nauticu. Done on the Q.
For Synergy AG. All right. Former Super League. The Sask Valley Qu'Appelle Highway Hockey League.
Sask Valley.
Highway Hockey League. What do they call themselves? The Qu'Appelle Valley Highway Hockey League. There we go. Back in the saddle now. For playnow.com, Saskatchewan's only legal gaming site. You've heard it. Nooner is the code. You get 50 at the casino. You get a 50 in the sports book for signing up. You got to be 19 years of age and always use your gaming sense. Playnow.com, Saskatchewan's sports book, official sports book of the Monday Nooner. All right. We know what's going on in Raymore. They have a mittful of loon dogs and they're throwing them out. Wapples there. I heard Stroh's there. Population rules in the Qu'Appelle or in the QVHHL, 5,000 total population, using as many towns centers as you want within 125 kilometer radius. So same as Senior B in that league.
The big radius.
That's really interesting. So Balcarres, I not much so, more from Raymore, but I think they're going to be good.
I was just going to say Stroh was with the Odessa Vibank, one of their top players for the last several years. Obviously, OV fold, right? It sounded like some of the top dogs were out and it kind of folded the rest of the club there. So interesting to see where those guys shake down.
Balcarres, I thought Gubba was going to be like Bill Belichick this year and go from, you know, a contender to a laughingstock. But Gubbs, I'm sorry. It sounds like you're going to be good again. Bernhardt is back. They got Keegan Milligan. Not a lot for locals, though. Bell and Kozlowski, they're out, but they might be convinced to play later in the season, some playoffs and stuff. Crane and Mueller's back. Rennie's back. So I like Balcarres again to be strong.
One thing that I don't like is I don't think there's one guy who played minor hockey in Belcaris. And that might be wrong, and I apologize if it is wrong, but from what I heard, they were literally fringing on zero locals. Wow. Don't love that. But
Dubba didn't rebuild, he reloaded.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard much about Balgoni?
No.
I've heard that they've got some commitment from some guys for some pretty nominal funds. Like I heard a lot of the guys that are going there kind of said, we want to play here. That's why we're going to play here. And it wasn't necessarily about S and G's. So if that's true, that's how you get your program back up and sustainable, right? Not just throwing out a bunch of cash.
I heard Holtby, Peel, King, and that Zabrowski or whatever. Yeah, from Odessa Vibank are there. So they have good locals too. Austin Flamin, Brennan Riddell, Jacob Pillar. Bisons would be okay.
That is 10 minutes from my door, so I'll have to make a few Bisons games this season. No excuse.
That's a great ring, too.
With your Rolo sweats and shirt on. also, Lumsden's going to be strong again. Up, they'll be three lines. You know, they got good D. They got McCauley in net. He's always, if he comes in hot, you never know. So, same core back for the most part. Lumsden.
I heard one of their savvy vets, their oldest player, Riley Riddell, who's on my line out in Rolo at the rec tourney. I heard he's taking the year off, but might, be convinced to come back in the new year. So one guy maybe down in Lumsden.
Not much out of Grenfell from the Spitz. Same logo, I hear. Couple of good locals back home to help the team. A few good players retired. And they got a few replacements for him, but they're not throwing out any names.
They're still on their drive home back from the Central Butte exhibition game. It's 9 hours away.
Outlook, wasn't it?
Long haul. Yeah.
The outlook was but yeah. So, it's really, really too bad though that Odessa Vibank folded. Just because a few guys went a few different places, so. That's all I got from the Valley. I think Bethune's going to be young and pesky and up and down, battle where they can again. And haven't heard much of Southie. Didn't give us much.
They'll have a competitive team out in Southie as well. Yeah. We'll see how it all shakes down for sure. Let's jump over to a league that Barney, you and I both have a little bit of info on. Let's do this one for Extreme Hockey. Let's give them a plug in that stick deal with the, Nooner discount on that blackout stick. Is that what we call it? The blackout twig. So I just got mine. I just mine picked too. One up.
I don't see color. It's just Nooner, the Nooner stick.
The Nooner stick.
Well, it's all black. It's slick looking twig.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie, boys. I got a little more shit spa behind my wrister now with that thing. Like it flies off that twig. And I noticed that I used to have light sticks, like catching hard passes and stuff. It's really easy to kind of catch a pass, and I don't know. I just thought it was a nice twig. It was flying out there with it.
You got a lot of snap with that flex. I'm not used to the little bit lighter flex, but, man, I leaned into a few today and came off there pretty hot. Just about pinged a few U-Niners in the head, but they're tough.
I'm going 75 flex, P92 curve, and I don't care. I don't care if a brand's on a stick or whatever. This is a good hockey stick. Senior teams go out for $129, load up on them. They still have bundles. And so it's Extreme Hockey, $129.99. It is the exact same stick that some people pay $400 for.
Yeah.
It's literally the exact same stick. Like exactly. Donnie from Extreme Hockey mentioned, you won't notice a difference. I actually got a few guys in my rec club interested in it. I let a few of them take a few laps with it in warm up, and the boys are loving it. So head on down to Extreme Hockey. I know there was one young guy. I think
you should have videoed that. You should have videoed that.
Nah, I was just ripping them in warmies. It was awesome. I don't think I got open for any shots in a game though.
Clip it from Live Barn. Let's see it.
Off the glass and out. Speaking of that, somebody broke a panel of glass in warm up, so our game was delayed half an hour. Oh. That was painful.
Well, that is painful. 75 staff there.
I know there was a kid. Yeah, there were six of them watching one guy do all the work. There was a Carson Say there from out in Lumsden. I think he's playing Junior B, maybe in Fort Knox or somewhere. He sent a message that he went and picked a couple up, actually, at Extreme Hockey. Nice. And said he got 3 points with it in his first game. So
nice.
Love to hear that.
Awesome.
So yeah, Extreme Hockey, Sask Alta, the Saskatchewan Alberta Hockey League, the oldest senior hockey league in Saskatchewan, by the way. Some info I got, it's actually already fired up. This past weekend, Lashburn took care handily of Elk Point, real early October 20th start to the Sask Alta. Now a little bit of time off, but from what I understand, fellas, and I know I've got some allegiances out there, but you might as well just crown Lash Vegas now. Like, I've heard it's back-to-back Jacks coming. They look good. I do know they've got pretty much the same squad as last year. They added one solid D-man and Morgan Grieve, and added a kid that I used to play minor hockey against growing up. He's an absolute stud, Justin Woskowicz, who I think moved to Lashburn out of the Sask Prairie League. I did also hear that the King brothers in Meadow Lake, DJ, and of course his brother Dwight, I heard they might be shutting her down. That's the rumor, that the Kings are maybe not on the roster, at least to start the season. That would be a huge blow to Meadow Lake. So yeah, we'll see what shakes down out there in the Sask Alta, but I'm crowning Lashburn early and often. I did also hear that Paradise Hill is it's going to be a wagon as well. So what'd you hear out there, Barry?
Wainwright. I got a real soft spot for Wainwright. If I ever get out that way, I really got to go check out the wrestlers. I love everything that they do there. They lost a couple of their top players, though, to retirement. So a couple of younger guys, see if they can come in and fill there. So Wainwright's going to battle hard. Yeah, each team there plays a home and home against each other. So good balanced schedule in the Sask Alta, and we'll be keeping a close eye on that one. So that's the Sask Alta for Extreme Hockey and the Nooner Stick deal. Hey, they can ship them too if you really want. $129.99. Not sure on shipping, but we're always touring the province. Maybe we can bring them out to you.
That Wainwright, remember they sent us those hats? I wear that hat all the time. Best fitting hat around. I love it.
It is a great freaking lid.
Such a good bucky. I wear it all the time. You're like, Wainwright, Rob? I'm like, yeah. Senior awesome. Team fellas, follow the Nooner. Yeah, no, I love that bucket. It's great.
I love wearing stuff that other people don't have. Right. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, where's that hat from?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Wainwright, absolute wagon in the Sask Alta.
Beauties.
Just a quick update here, fellas. I'm at 35% on the old power. So I've conserved half of my battery here. I think we're about halfway through the league. So if I drop out at any point in time,
you're fine.
Everybody knows why. Let's talk Sask East. Is that okay if I jump over to the Saskatchewan East?
For GB Construction.
Yeah, always construction work, earth moving. They're all over Western Canada, not just the south, the east where they are from.
I got a story about Al Batters and his hosting of me and some of the boys when we were in Kipling for a little tournament there a couple weeks ago. That'll be on the next episode. What a great human. You see what they're doing in like around Trail BC? Like, they are moving massive earth. I don't even know what they're doing there. But yeah, like you said, they're all over Western Canada doing
things. I know last year they were trying to hire. It was like crazy money out of school. It's like, come work for us for 6 months, and it's more than I used to make in a year for a lot of years. But yeah. Probably hiring out that Kipling way as well. But like you mentioned, work all over. So some news out of the Sask East, of course, the Theodore Buffs, the defending champions. Here's a note. Every team in the league is signed up for Home Team Live. So you'll be able to watch every game in the league in every barn, rink, new arena with a small sticks and gas fee each month to sign up. So if you got family or friends out in the Sask East, that's kind of cool that you can watch every game from all over. No more shitty feeds off the cell phone. They've got a secure Home Team live stream for all teams out there. I mentioned some of the old barns. Two new rinks supposed to open up this year in the Sask East, which is kind of cool. Of course, Ituna's got their new facility, which is awesome to see. Though I did see on Twitter, Ituna's still looking for some players, so hopefully they get that shaked out. Cote expected to open up their new rink this season as well. So lots of excitement to check out those barns and those communities. Now, 10 teams in the Sask East this year, real strong league. We've got two new teams in Churchbridge, the home of Killer Kaminsky and the Priestville Pats. One more team goes into a leave of absence in Grandview out in Manitoba. I guess they're taking the year off. Two divisions, 14 games. Sounds like they decided to do a little less games this year because it sounds like most of the teams want to go provincials, which is awesome. So they don't want to be playing an 18 or 20 game regular season. They want to focus a little bit on provincials. So in the north, you got the Theodore Buffaloes. Not much change there. Wagon last year, they won it all. They're doing some cool things, though. They got a new team bus. It's all deckled, I saw on social media. So if you see that iron lung flying down the highway, give them a smile and a wave.
Can we charter that on weekends that they don't play? Do we know?
Okay. Could use, they'd probably be open to that. The Swan Valley Axemen, Manitoba team. Sounds like Carter Cockburn might be moving on. He was a solid, solid player. His name came up a lot on the pod, not just because he's got a great name. Sounds like Devin Dubik is returning in net. And yeah, we'll see how they look. But sounds like they've got a good team. Sounds like Kenora has really been working the phones, offering outrageous sticks and gas to almost anybody they can. Like, they are just like working the phones and haven't heard much of what they've got, but sounds like they spoke to guys from Grenfell, from Foam Lake, from Theodore, from Balcaris. They're just trying to poach guys from every which way.
War Road, Minnesota.
Just using their unlimited data.
Bunch of farmers in Kenora had wagon crops this year, so they're looking for a tax write-off to the Kenora Cobras senior hockey team.
The signs are going to go up.
A couple other teams in the North, Cote and Priestville, haven't heard much on those guys. Nice to see Priestville back in the league. And like I mentioned, nice to have a new rink in the First Nation in Cote. They're going to be hosting some great things out there. Sounds like Priestville's been doing a lot of fundraisers, barbecues, community events to try and raise some funds. So we love to see that kind of thing. Over in the other side of things, I want to mention that it sounds like there's some major negotiations that went down between teams like Langenberg and Rock City. Now, from what we understand, there's a sought-after free agent, Taylor Thompson. Now, I believe he is going to Rokenville to play for Jeff Odgers. And there's a bit of a room.
Odger just showed up at his house. You're coming to play with us.
Muscle shirt. Where are you playing this year? No, it sounds like, sounds like Dakota Odgers dates Thompson's sister. Yeah. So there's some family ties. So hopefully they don't break up or anything. or that could get awkward. But Dakota's also he's also reffing in the SJHL now. I shared out a link that they did on their website. So between his time with Rock City, he's also now an official, just started that part of his career. So sounds like Thompson landed in Rock City due to that connection. I've heard it might not be for as much sticks and gas as people were speculating, but you know, Langenberg's going to be a good club out there anyway. So that's some of the teams that we heard from the Sask East.
Right on. Let's take a pause here for Last Mountain Distillery, boys. Did you hear this out of Last Mountain Distillery, the local distillery? Last year for cherry whiskey.
Really? Last They're done year? After this year?
This is it. Like Michael Jackson said when he did his, before he went
beat
and
it.
Died.
Just beat it.
He's, this is it. Yeah. So if you want some cherry whiskey, load up, keep it forever, age it. Last Mountain Distillery, get it now for the holiday season, man. That is, they got something else coming out though to replace it, but I am going to stock up on that because I got to have around the holiday season, the cherry whiskey from Last Mountain Distillery. So more to come on that on future pods. All right.
How long would that stuff last? Like, would it last over a
long
year?
Time? Long time.
You can age it.
Years. Last longer than a year.
Forever.
Most of my booze doesn't last more than a year.
You know what? You know what you do? You dig a hole like they used to do. My dad and his brother. My dad passed away. We went back to the family farm, and my uncle was telling me how along the fence they dug holes and they would bury booze in there, and there's still booze buried in there from like the 40s. And it's like
prohibition.
Let's get GB construction on site. Dig some of this stuff up. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see what else
the excavators
you guys,
out.
Let's see what you guys hit. But no, okay. So bonus league here for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, because they're all over the place. It's always auction season. Ritchie Brothers always supporting senior hockey and everything in the communities. I got the Alberta League boys, the 9-team league out there, the Hughenden Jets, Sedgwick Sabres, Forsberg Flyers, Coronation Royals, Stettler Imperials, Oyen Eagles, Irma Aces. Irma's in the league. I got beat up by a girl named Irma when I was in elementary school. She was like 17. Came in from out of town, and she was throwing the boys around. Provost Combines, Delburn Outlaws. So the defending champ, Provost, going to be looking to repeat against strong team there, gaining a few junior players. Oyen stacking up, bringing back leading scorer Cullen Bradshaw, as well as a couple ex-pros to add to that lineup. So don't sleep on Oyen. Sedgwick, bringing hometown kid Travis Child, please, to try and get them over the hump. And Hughenden is returning with a veteran squad. One last push for another title in Hughenden. So we love the Alberta League. Keep feeding us that little bonus action there in the senior show for Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers.
Big Six, the Working Man's League, brought to you by General Well Servicing, Day Group Companies, also sponsor of our top 10. Of course, they're always hiring down that way into southwestern Manitoba as well. Got a little bit of news out of the Big Six. It's been relatively quiet. A lot of teams keeping things close to the chest vest. I do know the Carnduff Red Devils just so happened to pick up a guy who got a new job with the General Well team out there. He's coming from, I think he was born in Quebec, actually. He was a fighter in the Federal League, fellas. 36-year-old Alexander Soucy, 6'2", 200 is what he's listed at. But I watched some of his fights, and it looks like he likes to go. I'm not going to say he's a heavyweight, but he did play in the LNAH, which is that fighting league in Quebec. So he obviously knows how to toss him. Listen to this. He started this year with the Danbury Hattricks. They spent a little time out in Danbury, home of the Trashers this year. Sounds like he has just landed in Carnduff and will be suiting up to add some much-needed grit to the back end for the Red Devils. We'll see if he's just a fighter, if he's got some moves as well. But like I mentioned, it's been relatively quiet. Otherwise, I will say that from everybody I talked to, Redvers is the champs until somebody proves otherwise. I don't know if you guys remember last year, they went on like a 19-game winning streak or something crazy like that, which is pretty much a full year in senior hockey. I think they lost the game early and then ran rickshaw on the rest of the season. So sounds like Redvers, some of their older D-men have hinted that they might not come back, but it sounds like it's one of those things where they'll wait until December. They'll realize the team is still pretty good, and then they'll convince the old wife and kids to let him back out there. So don't sleep on Redvers. Now, this is the team that I'm going to be riding with. The Moosomin Red Barn Rangers. I've heard they have improved a lot on paper. It's just going to come down to see what they do on the ice. Some of the guys that they've got coming back, local Riker Cole, who I think used to play for the Regina Pats, and also a import from Manitoba, from the Brandon area, Brock Trotter, who was in Langenberg last year, and then I think he went and played pro. So Brock Trotter sounds like he is going to Moosomin. So early season on paper, I'm really right liking the Moosomin Rangers. I mentioned Carnduff lost a few guys, but with the oil patch job, sounds like they'll get a few guys back in the mix. From what I understand, Oxbow probably going to take a little bit of a step back. Wasn't at the game, but the last game of the year, their best player got a concussion at the end of the game against Carlisle. Word is that was the last concussion for him. So he sounds like he's shutting her down. Got some belts?
Hey, boys. No, are you? I was just waiting for you to finish up.
No, I got a few more teams.
Yeah, give her.
Bean Fate and Carlisle will be around 500 from what I've told. Then Kipling, the Mydale Bantam Mustangs, and Wawota will be bottom feeders in the Big Six. Again, this is just what I'm told. Did hear Wawota did get a few young guys back in the mix. Sounds like they did lose Jesse Gabriel, who was their best player last year when he showed up, which was not that often. So be interesting to see where Jesse Gabriel plays this year and for how many games he lasts. But yeah, that's my big six update. And yeah, great league out there. I hope to get a few boots on the ground this season.
Hey, Shink, you know what I was just thinking? Why don't we do the Wheatland? Why don't you do the Wheatland and we'll give this one to High Tech. I saw Mr. High Tech today at the rink. He was buzzing kids everywhere. He's an absolute weapon. You guys need any steel processing done of any kind? These guys can do probably massive pipe, big buildings down to sweet little fire pits. So give them a call. High Tech Profile, Saskatoon and Regina. They can do it all with steel, stainless, any kind. They'll be buzzing.
So Wheatland Hockey League. Now we're joined by our friend and we're talking boots on the ground and a guy that knows a lot about senior hockey. He's joining us on the Rusty Shovel info line. It is Wicked Deadly. Wicked Deadly, thanks again for staying alive another year and coming on to Bee Gees help us guy. Out.
Big Bee Gees guy.
Thanks a lot for having me again this year. It's a pleasure.
Got your notes out. You love to see that. He's got notes. Got loose leaf. Some highlighters on there. Love to hear it. Yeah.
He's got sticky tabs. The sticky tabs, he's ready.
So before we get into Wheatland, you got the Wicked Deadly Senior Hockey Forum that a lot of people would know from back in the day. It was kind of the place to go to for info. You've kind of fired it back up. A lot of, like, I would say overall, is there lots of talk going on the forum right now, or is it still pretty quiet? Because teams seem to be pretty pretty quiet with information this year. What are you finding over your way?
Yeah, it's a little quiet right now. It's slowly starting. Seasons, well, like, you know, season starts already just this past day or two, right, with Lashburn firing up. But yeah, slowly lots of info going on, a lot of rumors. Who knows if they're true or not, right? But
yeah,
starting to buzz a bit.
Let's start with what teams are in the Wheatland Hockey League this year.
So seven teams this year. Kinistino, Janssen, and Nipawin are in this year. Bruno is not. And then the teams from last year.
Hudson Bay?
Yeah, Hudson Bay. Hudson Bay, Tisdale, Porcupine.
Okay. Did Craig won this league last year, right?
Yeah, Craig.
Okay.
Easily won it. I'm pretty sure they swept Tisdale.
Craig
be a new champion this year.
Craig is gone. We got a new champ. What are you hearing out of the Wheatland Hockey League?
I got a bit of info. I was asking around each team. Start with Kinistino. I think they're the team to beat this year in that league. They told me the reason why they came back was because they had to drop too many locals last year for the Twin Rivers Elite Rule. And so, yeah, they picked up all those guys back, and it should be a force.
And big then, time, yeah.
You know what? Kinistino's hosting Hockey Day in Saskatchewan this year, aren't they? I think I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
The Chinese food place. They got to be buzzing.
They got to be thrilled to get back into the sweet land and not have to go to Craik or Audina. It's just a little easier route probably than the last time they're in this league. But I heard the same thing as you. They're going to have some like the guys that couldn't take because of those rules are coming back, as well as maybe one or two more ads. So I would agree they're probably the team to beat. What else you got on that full scap there, buddy?
Sam Brew and Lake Lenoir picked up two Melfort Mustang players, former ones, Rylan Freed and Kalem Zari.
Nice.
And after a 16-year hiatus, Nipawin is back. And yeah, they got Tad Kozin playing with them. So that'll be a big addition.
Nipawin's in the league?
Yeah.
All right.
They are. A quick mention to anybody going into Nipawin. After the game, if you want to go slam some vilts at the River Inn, just keep your head on a swivel.
And if you just want a quick fast food, they used to have the craziest A&W drive-through in Canada.
It's still there. It's still there. It's still buzzing.
It is tight. Don't be taking a big vehicle through that drive-through.
No.
How many guys' belts are going to phone in like 4 PM ice fishing, just hammered, and be like, hey, I'm not going to make the game tonight. Fisher biting on Tobin today.
The walleye are biting. Can't make her. Just caught a 10-pounder. Ain't going to make her today, boys.
What else you got there, Wicked Deadly?
Janssen's back after 3 years. They should be pretty competitive, actually. They got a lot of locals from Lanigan. And they picked up a top line, apparently, with one guy with U of S Huskies experience.
Working the mines.
Did they give you his name?
I can't say it, unfortunately.
Oh, I like Jensen.
Wheatland keeping her tight in the Div 3. Right. Interesting flex.
Porcupine, pretty much same team as last year. They picked up Zach Garrett. He played for Lanigan last year. So he should help them out. And yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Tisdale, I didn't hear anything from them. And Hudson Bay, not really anything. Same team I heard. Yeah, that's about it for Wheatland.
What was that Hudson Bay story with the goalie last year? How did that go down? He was playing VLTs or something.
Oh yeah. They were in. Or wasn't it? He played for Crake. I think
and they picked him up.
They picked him up. Their goalie got hurt, or they didn't have a goalie, so he had been cut from Hudson Bay, and they found him slamming Viltz and put him in and won. That's a great story. I forgot about that.
Old timer. So in the Wheatland, who would we rank? How would we rank things there? Would you say Canistino is a front runner, or Tisdale, or?
Yeah, Canistino's got to be the front runner, followed by St. Brew and Lake Lenoir. And I think middle of pack, like Tisdale, Porcupine, Nipawin, could go either way. Jansen. And then I think Hudson Bay is going to be at the bottom there.
Ah.
I did. One of my anonymous sources, Chris Babbings, also said that a couple of good players are going to St. Brew as well. He said they're going to be pretty decent. So hearing a lot of the same things as you. I know you do know a lot about the Long Lake, which we're going to talk about, but I'm just going to throw a curveball at you here. Have you heard anything on the Sask Prairie?
No, like, because I live up there, right? It's around there, and I haven't heard a thing. You hear the odd, Miota is going to be pretty good, yeah. And that's about it. It's like,
that's all we heard.
Nothing.
That's literally all I have for notes on the Sask Prairie, yeah. And I reached out to a few different league people as well as a couple of teams, and all I have written on my notes is Miota is going to be a wagon. That's literally all I have written.
I sent emails to every team, and literally four of them bounced back. Don't exist.
Emails? Anymore. Teams don't have emails. Send them a fax.
Big fax up there, yeah.
You, up in the bush, smoke up signals. In Glaslyn, not great service. Up in the Glaslyn area,
up there, yeah.
You got it. You got a page full there on the Wheatland on your loose leaf, like we talked about for the Sask Prairie. We could have used the little sticky notes, like not even the big sticky notes, the little ones. Miota,
like literally that. That's all we've heard. We don't know if any teams dropped out, any teams are back. I just thought I'd. Put you on the spot there because we haven't heard anything. Although I do know season fires up November 4th. Miota hosts Red Berry. So, yeah. One thing you do know is there's going to be fights in that league. There's going to be goalie fights. Going to be all sorts of fights. It's a tough league.
So the Wheatland's down. Now let's go to the league where, you know, the Sask Valley's going to be good. But we think the Long Lake might be the best league in Saskatchewan, border to border. And we're hearing big things out of Watrous. Where are we going to start there? Can we start with the Winterhawks?
Yeah, we sure can. I have them number one this year in the Long Lake.
Okay.
Why? Tell us more. What do you got? Cotton.
They picked up a whole bunch of players.
Don't say you can't give us names. We want names, Wicked.
Well, new players I got, Andrew Johnston, who played years in Europe. He might be the best player in the league. Jesse Mikan, Austin Lamott, Derek Edwards, both Claussens are back on the back end. Their imports from last year are all back, and their good goalie, Dim Turco, is back as well.
I've heard, this is a while ago, but I heard Craig McCallum is maybe coming back.
I don't think he is. No, he's not. Heard that one.
Okay. I heard Dylan Smith and Wyatt Johnson. Did he say either of those names?
Yeah, they're coming back.
Okay. Did you hear anything on, we had heard that on one show we reported that teams were already worried about them using goalie Adam Demir Co as a non-elite because he played three games of Div 3. Have you heard any talk on the forums about pushback on that?
Yeah, I was told both him and Leroy's goalie were supposed to be imports. So I'm not sure whatever happened there. I believe they both are imports this year.
Okay.
I heard the Leroy story that what's his name? Richard. Matt Richard.
Yeah.
I heard it's because he played like one or two, maybe three games of like club college hockey or something. And they're like, come on, let's have common sense prevail here. That should not.
Hey, equal. In the words of Cosmo Kramer, rules are rules, fellas. And without rules, there's chaos. Gotta abide by the rules. You start slipping one guy through because of three games of Div 3, then all of a sudden you got a
big Div 3.
Div 1 guy slipping through.
Kramer also suntanned with butter on himself on the roof too. So
is jumping over to Leroy, is that their goalie? Is that Richard? Because I had heard Jake Taylor, I thought maybe was going there, but I don't know if you heard that at all.
Jake Taylor is going to Wynyard.
Okay. Yeah. He played with Edam, I think, last year. Actually, he's been all over. Former junior B with Fort Knox, I believe. Don't quote me.
He reminds me of that guy that won the Allen Cup with Thunder Bay against Horse Lake way, way back. What was that guy's name? Corey?
Royden Gunn.
And then he came the next year and played in Weyburn. Then he ended up in Horse Lake the next year. Like, just a traveling goalie.
Hey, sorry to cut you off there and jump over. What you got Watrous as obviously with all the names we heard, they're going to be a force to contend with. What else do you got? I don't know if you want to go in terms of power rankings or what you want to do, but who's next?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with Wynyard's next on my list. It's pretty much same squad, but they did add two big pickups, Connor Hobbs and Cale Zimmerman, both who played for the Huskies last year. And then, like I said, Jake Taylor's coming to play net. So they should be pretty damn good.
Last Connor Hobbs is a hell of a hockey player. If he's making it out to all the games, having a good time with it, he is going to be a force in that league, I think. Remember when he put up like 75 points with the Pats from the back end? He was a great junior hockey player.
Oh, he's
that's a good pickup.
Good. He used to have a good mustache, too. Still does.
Good here, I thought there. He had ties to the Raymore Rockets. They maybe didn't have enough in the coffers for him, but
well, there was rumors going around he was going there as well. So
nothing out of Leroy.
I haven't heard a thing.
I heard that Shinkara kid is back there, and then Kehoe is back. They got Richard and Nett. Picked up a couple good defensemen.
I heard the name Tate Olson. I don't know if that if he landed there or not. That is something I heard in the off season, but that was a couple months ago. So
I did hear that Dawson Liddle, he was supposed to be a non-import this year, so I'm not sure what's going on there. So that's a big boost if he is.
Good hockey player. What's next on the list? Who else do you got?
Well, I'll go with Wadena next. Same team as well. They picked up a few players actually. Brett Leffler, who was drafted in NHL, right, from Wynyard, Lyndon Lipinski, and Josh Sim apparently.
Oh, Josh Sim.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Way goons. Crown them, fellas. Sounds like a wagon to me.
Wow.
Now. Last year they went out and signed a goalie by the name of Rylan Toth. He played two games, I think, before signing in the Romanian Professional League. Any word on? I wonder if he's still in Romania or if he's going to land somewhere. And have you heard anything on goaltending in Wadena? Because there's one thing that maybe was there. I mean, they did win a provincial banner, but one area of weakness was maybe goaltending. But their D were just so good that maybe it didn't matter.
I think they're rolling with the same goalies as last year.
Okay.
Wynyard's going to be good.
I mean, Wadena.
Well, Wynyard's going to be good too.
It's a strong league. Earlier in the show, I called the Valley the best league in the province, fellas, but I don't know. It's 1A, 1B, I think, at this point. What about Foam Lake? They're usually a competitive club as well.
Yeah, they'll be good too this year. Everyone's going to be good pretty much, right? Who knows who can win any given night.
Zadorodzniak and that young weapon that played in Melfort. What's his name again? Player of the week. Mayan, yeah, good player. Those guys are back in Foam Lake?
Oh, yep, and they got Caleb and Aiden Bullich are playing there this year. Their top four D-men all played WHL, so that should be pretty good for them. They lost Austin Calladine, and they got two more imports to the spots to fill, apparently.
Jeez.
Hmm.
Huh. And sticks and should, gas. Like,
yeah, they got lots there.
Yeah, I did talk to somebody there in the offseason, and I did hear that they were really going to make a big push. They wanted to make a run. So we'll see what they – I imagine those import spots will get swallowed up at some point, obviously, but we'll see who they land there for sure. Any who else is in that league? Who are Lanigan. The free spaces on the bingo
Lanigan
card?
Lanigan Pirates. What's going on in Lanigan?
Max Shields back?
Yeah, they got Max Shields back, so he'll definitely steal them a couple games this year. So Calladine went back to Lanigan, and they picked up D-man Levi Claybor. I think he played a couple seasons NCAA Div 1. But then again, they lost a lot of decent locals to Jansen, so I'm not sure. They lost a lot of depth players, so I'm not sure how they'll be against the other top teams. But
we're going to go preseason rankings there. We're going Watrous 1, and then it sounds like it is tight between Wynyard, Wadena, Foam Lake. Who else am I missing? Leroy is going to be
Drake.
I haven't talked about Drake yet, but
the two-time defending Provincial A champions who we forgot to mention. Are they going to just be average in league and then load up in provincials and win A again? Is that kind of the play?
They're the fucking sandbaggers.
That's the play, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be last place this year.
Oh! Wow.
I was all off season. I heard they were struggling to find players. Like, they barely had enough to ice a team this year. My sources said, but they did pick up junior A goalie Ty Morin. He played with Lucky Lake, I believe, last year. And other than that, they've been hush hush.
Drake.
Blairs are back, of course.
One more run for boys. The Blairs.
So you think that they're going to be last, probably in a battle with Lanigan, but you do believe that Max Shields will steal a few for Lanigan. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, going to be good hockey in the Long Lake.
Yeah, there's no Knights you can just roll in with 9 or 10 and just take an easy 2 points like some of the other leagues. That's one of the things that we'll say about this league. Might not have as many teams, but there's no easy Knights for sure. Interesting.
So before we let you go, Wicked Deadly, anything else that you've compiled there?
Not really. It's, Davidson leaving the league. It sucks, but the league is still strong. Like, you call it Super League, whatever you want, like Sass Valley, Long Lake, Coppell Valley. They're all really good leagues, right?
Give a plug for the website.
Yeah, just,
how you going?
He dropped out. Maybe his, he maybe dropped his out. Computer.
His computer. He didn't have it plugged in.
He was really like, seemed like he didn't want to say too much about the forum. Wicked Deadly, if he doesn't hop back on, it's a Sask senior hockey forum. You'll remember it from back in the day before podcasts and stuff like that. You didn't get a lot of senior hockey talk elsewhere. It was kind of the go-to source, but he's kind of fired it back up, and it's a good spot to check out what's going on in senior hockey and some of the different leagues and stuff. So we appreciate him coming on and sharing what he knows at Long Lake. Interesting that two of the league champions are in new leagues this year.
Yeah.
Hey, you win your league, Davidson and Long Lake, jump ship. Craik in the Wheatland, win the league, jump ship. It's kind of interesting. Any is it travel that sent both of those teams to the Valley? Is that strictly a travel decision, you think? Or
yeah, you'd think, right? And I guess it gives us really good content too to talk about. But yeah, I think travel would be the main reason.
Can't wait for some of those rivalries in both of those leagues are going to be pretty awesome. But yeah, we mentioned with Wicked Deadly somewhere in the middle there. Do you have anything else on that league?
No, I don't.
I was just going to say, I brought up the thing about the Sask Prairie, and quite truthfully, I don't have anything else on that league. So
yeah,
I will just say, I'll give them a little bit of their due, I guess, in the Sask Prairie. Fires up November the 4th, like I mentioned with Wicked Deadly. This year, the Battleford's Beaver Blues, Glassland North Stars, Maidstone Jets, Miota Combines, Neilberg Monarchs, Purdue Pirates, Radisson Wheat Kings, Redbury Raiders, and Turtleford Tigers. So much the same as I should have reached out here to their league prez. It's listed on the website. But Miota Combines, back-to-back league champions. Last year, they swept Turtleford in the final four games to rip. Cam Taylor was their playoff MVP, who I believe is their tender. So yeah, look for Miota to run it back, and probably Turtleford and Battleford will be the teams that give them most of the push.
I one more league, right? We only have one more league or two more leagues.
The Mud.
Isn't that the last league?
The White Mud. We'll do that last.
I think that's all she wrote.
That's the last league. The Mud. This is like back in the day, like before GPS, and if your map flew out the window and you're trying to get, so you have nothing. You're like, we're going on feel here. Last year, they had Cabri, Etonia, Frontier, Gull Lake, Leader, Back In, Maple Creek, and Shaunavon. Can we confirm that those are the ice hockey teams back in that league?
Yep. And I can also confirm it's a 12-game season this year. There is a rumor.
Just 12 games?
12-game season. It says 12 games. I'm thinking per team. But there's a rumor that Dusty Stevenson and Gull Lake retired.
Oh.
But the fellas say they'll believe that when they see it. But they said if that is the case, Etonia's got to be the favorite.
Okay.
But they say Cabri always seems to pull a stud out of nowhere. They also heard Leader has got a few sticks and gas coupons floating around, so you never know. Frontier's going to be okay. Shaunavon's young. They're going to challenge for a top three spot, though. So Etonia, Shaunavon, Gull Lake are going to likely be battling it out. It depends on who returns for the Medicine Hat Hawks. I mean, Maple Creek Hawks. But they said they won't know until the home opener. Typical. So they said they don't know, but they said it's going to be lots of parity, they think, between the 2 and 6 spot this year. So it'll be good. They think the Mud might be nice Div 3 action, maybe a few scraps. It'll be good.
It's like that adult safe game when you only have like 5 guys and then yeah, the door opens. You're like, yeah, 2 guys walked in.
2 guys are here.
How many teams are in that league, numbers wise?
7. 7.
7. Yeah. Okay.
You know, here we go, Belts. I have to lay my head in Swift Current the first weekend in December, a Saturday evening, going to hit up Wong's for sure. Yeah,
so good.
I'm can't wait till the schedule comes out. I might take in a White Mud Hockey League game. Take my leading scorer trophy from 99.
Can you get a more sportsmanlike trophy too?
I won that in a couple leagues.
That is so hard to believe.
Take that one.
That was the Highway League, and I think it was the Mud too, yeah. I'm a friendly fellow.
What was I going to say? I can't find the note, but last show we talked about a preseason game with Leader and Corrobert. So Corrobert out of the Crossroads and Leader out of this league here, whatever it's called again. I heard there's a couple tillies. I heard it was like a spirited couple tillies, which is crazy. Nothing fires a guy up like a mid-October.
Oh,
a hockey game. Yeah.
We couldn't do this without our sponsors. Thanks so much, our title sponsor, Mainline, the king of trucks, Mainline Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Rosetown, Mainline Chev in Rosetown and Kindersley. In Southeast Saskatchewan now, they have the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Manitou Mainline in Watrous, the king of trucks.
Boys, it's the fall freak out, if you didn't know that. They're overstocked on crossover SUVs, so they're freaking out, getting rid of them. Low bi-weekly payments, the Terrain, Acadia, Enclave, Equinox, and you get that Costco bonus on new half-tons, Buzz. If you need a new one, you can get buzzing down there. But Chrysler's got Oktoberfest again, or like we talked about last on the show, purchase a new or a used one. You get a smash a pumpkin. Remember, big pumpkin guy? Crush a pumpkin, get free
huge
gas.
Pumpkin guy.
They don't say how much gas you're going to get, so I would just say tell them you want it for a couple of years. Just get buzzing. And
tell them
pre-winter tires with all new vehicle purchase.
Good timing.
What's your computer at?
Yeah, what's that at?
Could we have any more sponsor reads? Because I still got 13% kind of hustled through. We didn't have, we didn't, like we mentioned off the top of the show, information was a little harder to come by this year. I'll admit, I maybe didn't get as deep in the trenches as I have in the past. It's always auction season in October, so I was a little tied up and maybe didn't dig as hard as I have in the past. Barry probably did the most digging on this one, but not a lot of info flowing in. So we'll do what we can throughout the year. Obviously, once the year gets humming and we can get to a couple games and we can see the box scores and stat sheets and that, we'll get more in-depth info as the year goes on. But just wanted to kind of give Cole's notes, I guess, on what's shaking in the senior hockey.
Yeah, and the top 10s, those are always a hit for General Well Servicing. Those will be back here right away. And we now have this little contraption. It's about the size of an old VHS tape. Mm-hmm. We can go live, boys. Like,
big live show.
It is on. So, you know, there's been people and groups in the past that have wanted us to come out and host us and maybe do a live show. It has never been easier for the Nooner to go out and do a live show. Now, mind you, I got like 10 hockey tournaments to get to between both of my kids, and
you know,
this winter's busy.
You know what I'm thinking? After hours, Nooner edition.
In Rolo.
A couple times this winter. In Rolo, November 10th. But wouldn't that be kind of fun? Do a couple of quick japs after a senior hockey game with this new contraption we've got and talk to some of the game stars and locals, and yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
There's a lot of
go to Rolo, hockey. Get Keith Ollie on, get JC on.
There's a lot of out there. A lot of good hockey stories that people have, not just players, former managers, you know, different stories. I think if you've ever wanted to sponsor the Monday Nooner, I got an idea for something here for this little live contraption where we can get some good hockey stories, some good content for the people out there, and throw it out there. So slide into our DMs, the Monday Nooner. The beer deal, Great Western Brewing, Original 16. Still lots of time to sign up your teams on that. Get a kickback to your organization. Get your bar involved and everything else. Whoever else is guzzling beer in the area, weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals.
Monica.
All that stuff. So, yeah, Great Western Brewing. All the sponsors, we love them so much. We wouldn't do it without them. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't know. Like, something just seems awfully weird about a funeral beer deal, but that's just me. I guess a deal's a deal no matter how you slice it, right?
If I go out, I want the Nooner beer deal.
I want the kickback. Yeah, doesn't matter at that point. Yeah, thanks again to all the sponsors and Extreme Hockey. Stop by, get that stick deal. Like Donnie from Extreme said on the last show, if you're going to be breaking a twig, it feels a little bit better when you break a $129 twig instead of a $450 twig. And when it's virtually the same product without all the logos.
It is the same product.
It's a great stick. So they've got inventory at Extreme Hockey in Regina. If you're somewhere out there and you want to get there, you can't get there, like phone them, pay for them. Frick, if I'm going to be coming to your area, I'll deliver them. Deliver a bundle. I don't care. We'll help you.
Put them in the back of the GM.
And they do so much there. They got the umbrella marketing arm too, right? Like, we got, thanks. Hey, we got to give a plug to Cody Danberg from CCM Hockey. He hooked the Nooner up with Donnie and Extreme with some sweet ass jackets for this winter when we're cold. So thanks to CCM Hockey and Extreme Hockey.
That is a hockey coach jacket if I've ever seen one.
Oh, hey, they're unbelievable.
It's like it's a nice slick looking like black jacket. It just, I wore it and I'm like, I feel like I'm
coaching
or something. Yeah, or like an official.
You look good today.
You get a hockey sack. Like, that's like what a, yeah, it's a nice tarp, nice jacket for sure.
Get your team in on that stick deal, though. Why wouldn't a guy?
Yeah.
Can we go out with a little Melville Rhythm Airs?
Len Kaditsa.
Rhythm Airs. So good. I had some comments on that. That was good. Toe tapper.
Here's Roll Out the Barrel. We'll be back at the start of November for our next full twirl. Got a great interview with the Sasky Weapon. Hope you enjoy this. Enjoy senior hockey season. And we'll be back soon with the top 10.
Later.
See ya.
She says, my daughter just walked in and she wants to know if you could play some Beatle music. Well, this lady wanted the Melville Rhythm Airs, the old time polka dance, and not the Millionaire. But as you know, the Millionaires is a pretty synonymous name. And she wanted the Melville Rhythm Airs. So she said, you know, you sound like a really good guy. What's your name again? So I said, John Gaditsa, Melville Rhythm Airs.